Okay, let's pray in silence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we start our class. Sing hymn 168. 168. Yes, sir. Okay, let's kneel down to pray. How do you do it? In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you.
Okay, let's review chapter 1 in Leviticus. Chapter 1 is talk about Jesus Christ is our sacrifice and our life. So after we enter into the Christ, then we have life because Jesus Christ himself is life. And also because he shed his blood for us, he gave up his life for us, so we have life. And after we have life, then also he will provide for us. He provides for us. For us, he provides provision. Chapter 2, verse 2. The purpose of the grain offering, it shall bring it to Aaron's son, the priest, one of whom shall take from it his handful of fine flowers and oil with all the frankincense, and the priest shall bring it as a memorial on the altar. So the purpose of the grain offerings is to memory God's provision. God's provision. God's 神的预备, God's provision. Because God will provide physical needs for us. That's why verse 3, the rest of the grain offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is the most holy of the offerings to the Lord made by fire. So to the priest, because the priest has no inheritance, and also priests have a full-time job, so they didn't do anything except to serve the Lord. So God provided everything for them. And let's turn to Deuteronomy to understand what's been memorial to the Lord. 26, Deuteronomy chapter 26. Chapter 26, verse 1. And it shall be, when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you possess it and dwell in it. Verse 2, that you shall take some of the first of all the produce of the ground, which you shall bring from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put it in a basket, and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. 3, and you shall go to the one who is a priest in those days and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the country which the Lord swore to your fathers to give us. Verse 4, then the priest shall take the basket out of your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. Then verse 5, and you shall answer and say before the Lord your God, my father was a Syrian about to perish, and he went down to Egypt. He went down to Egypt and dwelt there, a few in number, and there he became a nation, a great, mighty, and populous. Then I continue on verse 9. He had brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 10, and now, behold, I have brought the first fruit of the land which you, O Lord, have given me. Then you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. Okay, so we can see the grain offerings is to remember how God took care of their physical need. Of course, today as well as the spiritual need. Then in chapter 3, move to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 3. Chapter 3 is talk about peace offering. The peace offerings. Now some translations also say fellowship offering, fellowship. So the purpose is have a fellowship with God, worship in the grace of God. Then after we have a new life, and God will provide for us to meet our daily need. And after that, we are able to enjoy the fellowship with God. So our peace offerings are totally for the chosen people. And peace also means wholeness, completeness, like husband and wife together, then will be one in flesh. So we can imagine how intimate the God and man, so we should enjoy the divine fellowship. So we turn to verse chapter 3, verse 1. When his offering is a sacrifice of a peace offering, if he offers it of the herb of the earth, whether male or female, he shall offer it without a blemish before the Lord. So we can see before it's only male, but right now it's male or female. The male or female, of course, is different. Right? The male has male's function and female has his own role. So what's the difference between male and female? Male just like a father and female just like mother. So sometimes our God prays the Lord just like a father, and sometimes he also prays the Lord just like a mother, like Apostle Paul, right? Say he take care of his member just like a mother take care of his own children. And sometimes in the Old Testament, usually God himself described he just like a father, you know, he like a father. So he said, the son respect his father, but my people did not respect his father, God. So compare himself to father. So in the Old Testament, God compared to father, and in the New Testament, the Old Testament father, the New Testament like a mother. Okay. So the church deliver a baby. So like a mother deliver a baby. A baby refers to you and me, the members, right? So when we receive water baptism, then the church just deliver a new baby. So the male just like a father and female like a mother. So after we receive the life, of course, then our father, our Jesus Christ, will flourish our life. How to flourish, how to support our life? Of course, through the heavenly bread, right? Like in the chapter 2, grain offerings, how God provided cake for us. You know, cake, right? To the mother. And let's turn to, let me see. And in the same way, they have to kill the sacrifice before the Lord, before the door of the entrance. If anybody did not offer the sacrifice before the door of the entrance, then they have to take a very serious consequence. Okay, let's turn to Leviticus, same book, chapter 17. Verse 3, 17, verse 3. Whatever man of the house of Israel who kills an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or who kills it outside the camp, if anybody kills outside the camp, for and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle of meeting to offer an offering to the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, the guilt of the blood shed shall be imputed to that man. So he has shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people. 5. To the end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifice, which they offer in the open field, that they may bring them to the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, to the priest, and offer them as peace offerings to the Lord. So again, God commanded the people, when they try to offer the sacrifice to the Lord, have to bring the animals to the entrance of the tabernacle. So whoever did not follow the commandment, then they have to take a very serious punishment. That's a very serious issue. And we can see the offerings, including bull, sheep, goat, but we cannot find a bird. Because when we try to show our thankfulness, then we should do our best. Then we should offer the value material to the Lord. So in the peace offerings, there are no birds, But animals, we can offer either male or female. Then how to offer very basically like burnt offerings. We have to lay hands on the head of animal and burn two kidneys and fat on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice. Okay. And the priest should sprinkle blood around on the altar, but the fat is the Lord's and blood are the Lord's. So the fat and the blood, we cannot keep it. It belongs to the Lord. However, the priest can share the breast and also the right thigh, the right thigh. And the offerers, the worshipper, can share the rest. So the peace offerings, three parts can share the peace offerings. God can share the fat and blood, and priest can share the breast and right thigh, and the offerer or worshipper can share the rest. So all three parts can share together. And Jesus Christ himself prayed all three laws. So Jesus Christ prayed the priest and also prayed the offerer's law and also God. Okay. So your homework, how can we describe Jesus Christ himself prayed the three laws in the New Testament, in the four Gospels? Okay. Just like what I said, Jesus Christ himself prayed three laws in the peace offerings. He prayed God and also prayed the priest and also...
Three laws. The first one is God. The second one, the priest. The third one is worshiper. Okay.
Of course, Jesus Christ is God, right? Okay. Okay, then let's turn to Leviticus. Chapter 7. Verse 15. The flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until morning, but if the sacrifice of his offering is a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offers his sacrifice, but on the next day the remainder of it also be eaten. 17, the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice of the third day must be burned with fire. So this is talk about the law of the leftover. Of course, when they kill animals, right, then we just talk about the fat belong to God and blood belong to God, and the priest share the breast and the right thigh, and the rest will belong to worshiper. And of course, if a worshiper cannot finish, and then here describe how they have to follow the regulations. Okay, so this is a leftover. Like last night, we have a lot of meals, right? Then we cannot finish. We have a lot of leftover. Then how to deal with the leftover? How to deal with it? Then here tell us about how to handle the leftover. Then we have to follow. Then why we have to follow? Because in the ancient time, there's no refrigerator, right? No cooler. So we have, if the people eat first day and the second day and the third day and the fourth day, then of course they might have diarrhea, right? Or they might have suffer from stomach ache, because after the third day, maybe not a germ there, right? So this is from God's love, God's mercy. So God teaches them how to protect themselves. So that's why Israel people have to follow the regulations. Yeah. It's the way to protect themselves. So in the same way today, right? In the same way, same token, whatever God commanded us, then we have to follow, because out of God's love, then this is the way to protect us. Then we go back to slide 39. Slide 49. The foundation of a thankfulness is Christ's sacrifice, the blood. So today we can have fellowship with God because Jesus Christ suffered himself and shed blood for us. The second point, Christ is worthy to be thankful and praised. The worshiper should offer God at least, not bird. So remember, in the peace offerings, there is no bird, because God's grace, it is so valuable. Then splendor and glory belong to the Lord. How do we know the faith and the blood is so precious to God? Of course, the faith, you won't eat the faith, right? The faith. How many of you want to eat a fat? You like to eat a fat? Raise your hand. Fat. Really? Fat. Yeah. I cannot take it. Right? In my age, I cannot take it. Yeah. But the fat belongs to God. Then you might imagine, God, if God eat a lot of fat, then God will be suffering from stroke, right? But don't worry, God never stroke, right? Only human being, we might stroke sometimes if we eat too much fat. Even you are young, be careful. So anyway, fat and blood belong to God. Then represent splendor and glory. Let's turn to Ezekiel. Chapter 44, 44, verse 7. Verse 7, when he brought in foreigners uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh to be in my sanctuary to defile it, my house, and when you offer my blood, when you offer my food, the fat and the blood, then they broke my covenant because of all your abominations. Okay. So here I mention, when you offer my food, then my food, the fat and the blood is God's food. So it belongs to God. Then let's turn to Psalm. Psalm 37 and verse 20. Psalm 37, verse 20. Chapter 37, verse 20. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish into smoke, they shall vanish away. The meadows, in Chinese, like fat, 脂肪, meadows, 脂肪, fat. So fat represent God's splendor. So God's glory belongs to, of course, we can imagine, we cannot use nowadays terminology or knowledge to judge the days before. Right? In the ancient times, if a man want to marry, they want to marry the fat woman, you know, because they consider it's healthy and beautiful. Of course, this concept is different from today, right? Nowadays, the fat is not healthy. So it's very different. So we cannot use nowadays knowledge to judge previous age. Okay, then we go back to slide 39. In the peace offering, we also enjoy material love from Christ. Like in the wedding of Cana, Jesus changed water to wine to supply people's need. And Jesus said, do not be afraid, only believe, to Jairus, the ruler of synagogue. So Jesus Christ will provide us everything, including material. Then the next slide, number 40. Offering leavened bread, fluffy cake, this recording in 7, chapter 7, verse 13, represents we enjoy God's special grace. When we show our thankfulness to God, God will shower his grace upon grace. Okay, let's turn to 2 Corinthians, chapter 9. Chapter 9, verse 6. But this I say, he who sows spiritually, sparingly, will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Let each one give as he purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have abundance for every good work. Verse 9, as it's written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Verse 10, now may he who supplies seed to the sower and the bread for food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. So we can see God will help those who want to help others. If we have a willing heart to help others, then God will give us more abundance. So don't think about I'm insufficient, so how can I help others? In my pocket, I only have 10 bucks. How can I help others? If we have the heart to help others, then God will give you more because you have the heart. Yeah. And God will give others through you. And in order to help others, so God have to give you more. Otherwise, how can God help others through you? Right. So just don't worry about. If we give others more, then God will give us more. If we give your 5 minutes to others, then God will give you another 5 minutes. If we give others 1 month, 1 year, then God will extend your life 1 year. If we give others $10, then God will give you another $10, because God will provide in his mountain, right? In Genesis chapter 22. When God commanded Abraham sacrifice his own son, his beloved son, to be burnt offerings, then it turned out. God said, no, okay, I just want to see your heart. Don't kill your son. Don't touch your son. Don't touch. Then it turned out God prepared another lamb to replace his son. So from this incident, we can see, did he lose anything? Did Abraham lose anything? No, he didn't lose anything, right? He didn't, because he still held his son. He still have his son. In addition, God also prepared the lamb for them, for the barbecue. Why not the barbecue? The lamb for barbecue. So they didn't lose anything, and also they have barbecue, the lamb. So to praise his son to offer sacrifice. So after you graduate from your college and after you find a job, then you have to offer tithe. Do you know what it means, tithe? If you make $10, then you owe $1. And don't say, okay, I have to subtract my mortgage, right? Subtract the tax, subtract this, subtract that, then finally, you only have $5 left. Then $5, 10 tithe, it's only 50 cents. So I offer 50 cents to church. It's not right. Whatever you get in your salary, if you have a faith, then you offer $1. Because you have $10, you offer $1. Then God will give another $2, right? Because you give church $1, then God will pay you back $1, right? And another extra $1. So God will give you $2. So actually, if we have a willing to offer our tithe, to offer our money, then God will prepare more for us. Okay, let's go back the slide. Number five, right? So God will shower his grace upon grace. Before I load up the TDP program, actually I did run my own business. 1993, Philadelphia Church purchased the chapel because Philadelphia Church purchased the chapel, actually they purchased from a synagogue, a Jewish synagogue. Then they don't have a pew, only a regular chair, right? So the church decided to make some pew, and we have to spend money because one pew costs $1,000. So the council members just decide their members to donate pew. If you want to donate one pew, then you donate $1,000. If you want to donate two pews, then you donate $2,000. So it depends on how many pews you want to donate. Right? Then I just donated certain pews. Yeah. Certain pews, yeah. Some pews. So, and it costs some $1,000. But it's so miraculously when the company, he mailed a letter to me. He needed some quotation, the price, because I still have a computer, right? So he needed some quotations. Then a quote, he needed a quote. So I just filled in such kind of model, cost how much, such kind of model, cost how much. Because at that time, the business is so competitive. Of course, we want to quote a lower price so we can get a bid, right? We can want the bid. So we just lower the price. We didn't make a lot of margin. So I just sent the letter back to the company. Then it turned out I win the bid. I won the bid. So I just deliver computer to the company. Then at the end of the month, I have to calculate how much I make money this month. And suddenly I just found out during this section, I make a lot of money. I make more than I imagined. Maybe at first, I made a mistake, or I don't know why. But it turned out I make a double profit. Exactly, so whatever the money, suppose I over two pews, right, $2,000, then I just make $4,000. So you can see. God gave him $2,000 back, and also give him another $2,000. So this is vivid testimony, just dynamic testimonies. It will happen to me and also happen to other brothers and sisters. So don't hoard your money. Just you know, like the Bible tells us, we just over tithe, then God will give us more. So we go back, slide number 40. Point is just, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Because we will be called into God's grace, then just let the peace of Christ to rule over us, because right now we just enjoy the peace of God, because we have a fellowship with God. Let's turn to Colossians. Chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. So we, in our daily life, we just let the peace of God rule in our hearts. So wherever you go, wherever, whatever you buy, you should feel so peaceful, right? If you go out to shopping and to buy some material, when you want to decide, should I buy this one, should I buy? If you feel peaceful, then you just go ahead. If you didn't feel peaceful, then you just stop, you know? Do not buy. That's just waste your money. So God will rule over your heart. Then point seven, we should offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord. Okay. Then we finish the chapter three. Then we move on to the sin offerings. Sin offerings. You got to pay a little bit attention, otherwise you are lost. Introduction to the sin offerings. Slide 42. The purpose of a sin offerings is to remove our sinful nature. In this chapter, the Bible did not specify what sin is, because the sin has harbored in our heart. The sin is no form, no taste, like an air, you know. It's invisible. Understand the sin. It is unseen and indescribable. We sin because our inner being is corrupted. Sin is a sin. There's no difference between small or big. So don't consider I commit a small thing. So I don't care. Or even God does not care. It's wrong. Doesn't matter. Small or big, sin is a sin. The trespass offering is like the sin offering. There is one law for them both. So sometimes guilt offering and sin offerings just like intermingle, very similar. So sin offering is a sin against God, and trespass, and some English versions say guilt offering, same, the trespass or guilt offerings is to sin against God and hurt other people as well, and the loss can be measured. The next slide, 43. Who needs atonement? Who needs Jesus' blood? Who needs God's forgiveness? If a person sins intentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which ought to not to be done and doesn't, any of them. So if a person sins unintentionally, so even he don't have any intention to do it, but also consider sin. So who needs the priest? And the second group is a whole congregation, and the third group is a ruler, and the third group, any one of the common people, any members. So we were divided into two groups. The first group is a priest and also the whole congregation. The second group, the ruler and anyone, any common people. And it's different because the first group, they have to offer bull and also male bull. So they have to offer. And also the blood have to bring inside the tent of meeting. Inside the tabernacle, okay, so which means more serious. So when priest commits sin, it's very serious. So when pastor or deacon, any ministers commit sin, it's a very serious issue in the church community, okay, or like ordained ministers. Then the whole congregation is same. The whole congregation of Israel, if the whole congregation sin against God, then you have to bring the bull and also bring the blood into the tent of meeting. So the first group, priest and whole congregation, very serious because it's costly. Then the second group, ruler, leader, and anyone of the common people, then they just offer the goat or sheep. Okay, and doesn't matter male or female, and also they don't have to bring the blood into the meat of the tent of meeting. They don't have to. So we can see the first group and second group is quite different. The first group is priest and the whole congregation, and the second group is ruler and any common people. Thus, if first group commit sin, then they have to offer bull and also bring the blood into
the inside and inside the temple of meeting. And the second group just offer goat and sheep, and they don't have to bring the blood in the tent of meeting. So it will be different. Then there's slide 44. How to offer, lay hands on the head of animal, sprinkle some of the blood 7 times in front of the veil of the sanctuary. So we cannot imagine the veil of the sanctuary, full of the blood. So can you imagine the smell? Smell must not be good, right? Smell. But to God, you can please God. Okay. So they have to sprinkle some of the blood 7 times. Then put some of the blood on the horn of the altar of the sweet incense. Pour the remaining blood of the animal at the base of the altar of the burnt offerings. Burn fat and 2 kidneys on the altar. Then I burn the rest outside the camp. Jesus also died outside the camp. Okay. Then I slide 45. So the priest shall make atonement for his sin that he has committed, and it shall be forgiven him. Okay. So how did the chapter describe sin? How did the chapter describe sin? Now, sin is that which God defines as evil. So sin is evil. Sin is abominable to God. And sin may be either ignorant or willful, intentionally or intention, or intentionally. So either unintentionally or intentionally. Either active or passive. If we sin against God in passive way, still sin. And the sin results in defilement. So which way we might defile ourselves? In this chapter, describe sexual immorality, bloodshed, occult practice, infant sacrifice, divorce, false worship. Some describe in chapter 7 or chapter 19. Then sin is exceedingly costly. When we sin against God, then cost much. There is only one way, one solution for the guilt of sin is the blood atonement, the blood. Then Jesus Christ shed his blood for us. I'm sorry, I have to move very quick, a little bit quick. Then slide 46. Trespass offering, some versions say guilt offering will be the same. So this will maintain fellowship with Christ. Okay. I think you just do it by yourself. And 47, our sinful deeds in daily life. Okay, this sin,
so legal guilt or emotional guilt, and legal guilt. Then legal which means you break the law, like you break the traffic law, right? One stop sign there and you cannot stop, so you break the law, that is legal. Emotional, when you drop your car and then to the yard, right, to the yard, which means you have to stop, go, or you have to see whether any car approach then you can no car across you, then you can keep going, right? But if you see somebody there already, and because he is so nice or she is so nice, so she just stopped there waiting for you, and you didn't notice, right? You just go ahead. And even you did not break the door, but your emotion, you feel, I'm sorry. Even you did not break the door. So this is called emotion. So we have four combinations. No legal and no emotional guilt, because you didn't break the law. Of course, you don't have to feel sorry. And legal and no emotional. You break the law, but you didn't feel sorry, which means your conscience has dual. Your conscience dual already. You're covered by something, by evil. So you don't have any stains. Yes, it's a bad. You break the law and you say, hey, what's wrong with me? Then, legal guilt, and also you feel sorry, right? And we have to put the two together. More openness. You break the law, and then you feel, you break the law, it's a bit. Didn't you say? No? Yes, no? Huh? Yes, right? Yeah, yes. So you break the law, and you feel sorry, it's a nature. So we have four different combinations. Okay, and then we have to take a break and continue tomorrow. So please review the slide. Okay, slide, because hopefully tomorrow we can finish the five offerings. I will review, tell you some main points, okay? And also just to make sure whether you will fill in the table, the chart or not, okay? So make sure you know the whole five offerings. Yeah. Okay, let's pray in silence. Amen.